Great to see you all here on this Memorial Day Sunday.
早晨好，很高兴在这个阵亡军人节的日子跟大家在这聚会。
I know most of you know that most of the church is away at the retreat, so we're just a small group today.
今天我们教会多数人都去了那个退休会。
Is anyone here a veteran?
No? 今天有没有退伍军人在这里
？Okay, this is the special day we remember all the soldiers who have died in all the wars. Tomorrow is Memorial Day.
今天是阵亡军人纪念日，我们纪念那些在为了保卫国家在前线牺牲的士兵们。
So that's a good thing for us to think about that people sacrificed so that we could be here.
这样一个日子非常有意义，我们去纪念那些为国捐躯的人。
Okay, so today is a little different. Normally we are in a book of the Bible and we're going through it verse by verse.
今天有一点不同，平时我们都是在学习圣经的某本书，是一句话一句话的来解释。
Now, today, that's a strange picture, isn't it? What in the heck is that, right?
你看到这幅图画，你会想到，哎呦，这是什么东西啊？
But this happens sometimes when we're looking at something very closely, like we're looking at maybe some verses in the Bible. It's a little bit fuzzy. I'm not clear on what that is.
Yeah, 当我们去注意到一个很小的细节的时候，我们就会看不清楚，不知道他在描述个什么事情。
I take a step back. Oh.That's what that was.
如果我们退远一点，从远处看到整个图画，我们就知道，哦，原来是这样。
The close-up of the leopard's face.
Yeah, 这样子我们就看到这是一个豹子的脸。
Okay, so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to step back from the Bible and try to see the big picture.
今天我们就来看一看这个圣经的一个全貌。
Okay, so I'm going to start off with this idea of a rose that's opening. And you'll see here's the bud and the rose is going to open. And we're going to look at that as a metaphor for how to understand the Bible.
今天我们就用这个玫瑰花的比喻来看看这个圣经故事的发展。
Okay, a metaphor of a rose opening.
用玫瑰花盛开的这个过程作为比喻。
So we're going to start off with the idea of the bud of the rose.
我们一开始看到一个花苞。
And it begins to open.
And 慢慢的开始盛开。
And then it's in full bloom.
And 最后全部绽放。
Anybody like roses?
你们喜欢玫瑰吗?
They can really be beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
And they have a wonderful fragrance.
And 玫瑰是很美丽的，而且还有一份独特的清香。
And then even after the full bloom, there's what we call full blown. It's even more opened at the very end.
And 最后这个玫瑰花就是真的全部绽放，每一朵花瓣都给
So we're going to
打开
connect that idea to the Bible.
我们就联系到圣经，用这个盛开的过程联系圣经。
And I'm going to go through this a little bit quickly.
Yeah, 我会很快的把这个过程讲一下。
So the idea, in the Old Testament, the first five books of the Bible called the Torah, that's like the bud of the rose. Everything is in there, but sometimes it's difficult to understand.
圣经的前五本书我们叫摩西五经，就是很多事情神的信息都隐含在里边，但是我们可能不是很清楚。
These first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, who is the author?
圣经的前五本书，作者是谁，你知道吗？
Moses. Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible.
摩西写了圣经的前五本书。
Okay, that's called the Torah.
我们叫摩西五经。
Okay, so think of the Torah as the rose like that. It's all in there, but...It's not really opened up yet.
我们可以看前五本书，就想象着是一个玫瑰花的花苞，所有的信息都包含在里边，但是我们还不知道。
Okay, the rose begins to open, and often there's a beautiful fragrance that comes from the rose.
玫瑰花开始绽放，也放出了很多馨香之气。
Okay, this is like what we call the writing and the prophet. This is the Old Testament. There's more beauty to come. It's not finished, but it's beginning to reveal things that you didn't know before.
这就是旧约里的一些先知书，很多信息都已经蕴含在里边了。我们只是不是完全清晰。
Okay, and in the Old Testament, we have poetry books, we have history books. The roles are like Ruth and Esther, and then all the prophets, and Joshua and Isaiah. There's a lot in there, but again, it's sort of not fully exposed yet. There's more to come.
旧约大概分这么几类，就说诗篇类的书卷，还有历史类的书卷，还有就说一些特别的书卷，最后还有一些那个预言类的。
So this is called the writings and the prophets. And
that's, 我们叫做个先知书。
The rose is beginning to open. You're getting more information. Full bloom.
完全绽放了一朵玫瑰。
All right, this is the best that the flower will be. This is the most beautiful presentation of the flower.
这是一朵鲜花最美丽的时刻。
And that's when Jesus comes. Jesus is like the rose in full bloom. You're getting the most beautiful picture of what God is revealing.
当耶稣呈现在我们面前的时候，就是最美丽的时候，很多的信息你就开始明白了。
Okay, and he's connected to all those things that were before. He's still part of that. He's not like completely new.
他的出现并不是完全崭新的。很多事情都已经在旧约里边隐含着了。
So you get that in the Gospels, in the four Gospels, you're going to learn all about Jesus. This is God's most fullest picture of himself.
新约的福音书就把耶稣完全的呈现在我们眼前。
But that's not the end. There's still more.
但是那还不是最后，也不是全部，还有更多的一些信息。
Full bloom，
完全的绽放。
Now you know a full bloom rose is a beautiful thing, right？
你知道完全绽放的玫瑰是多么的美啊
！Next time you see one, think about Jesus。
下一次你再看到一朵玫瑰的话，你就会想到耶稣。
All right, so after Jesus, there's still more.
耶稣之后还有更多的信息。
We call this full blown. It's like even beyond what was there before.
完全绽放的这个玫瑰比以前那个我们可以想象的还要丰盛。
Because the flower is complete. Not one petal has dropped off. Everything is being revealed now.
完全绽放的玫瑰，每一朵花瓣都盛开，没有一半脱落。
And this is what you get in the writings of Paul and Peter and John, and now you're getting the epistles, the writings of the apostles to explain Jesus. What is it that you saw? I'm going to tell you that there's more.
这就是新约所有的书信使徒们展示的耶稣。
Okay, so that is then the full...blown, let's see here. Is it coming? There it goes. The epistles. Epistle is just a fancy word for letters.
这就是使徒的书信。这个 epistle 这个词也就是书信的意思。
Okay, so that's what God is doing in the Bible. He's doing something, it's organic in that sense. It has a beginning and it has an end and it's...all connected together.
神的启示就是这样子，有开始，有发展，有结束，就是像一个有机的生命一样。
So the Old Testament was the full bud and the opening.
旧约就像一个花蕾，开始绽放。
The New Testament is Jesus.
新约就呈现了耶稣。就是已经绽放了的花朵。
And the epistles. So what you want to get here is the idea that just like it's different, but it's the same, right? It's the same rose. It's just in a progression of development.
你看，这是一个过程， 同一朵花在不同的过程中呈现了不同的形式。
The Bible is one story.
圣经就是一个故事。
Isn't that wonderful?
多么奇妙啊。
I made that when I was at Dallas Seminary. I thought it was fun.
当我在这个达拉斯神学院的时候，我就学到了这个功课。
Right, now let's look at how does that idea connect to a story? How does that work?
让我们看一下这个跟这个故事有什么联系呢？
But here's a flow of just any story. It could be a television show that you're watching, any story.
这就是一个故事的流程。
You turn on your television, you're going to watch, you know, Seinfeld or whatever you watch, you're going to watch, and there's going to be a story. It's going to have a beginning, and things are stable in the beginning.
你打开电视，看到一个故事，那都是有一个开始。
Okay, some tension will occur in the story, and there'll be a failure or a problem of some kind.
一开始，然后就会有一个紧张的情节。或者一个问题呈现在我们的眼前。
I'm tempted to give an example, so let me just try one. So,
我给你一个例子吧。
You guys won't know it, but there was a television show, and let's just say a man buys a brand new sports car.
有一个电视节目，有一个人买了一台崭新的跑车。
Okay, he loves this car. He's wanted this car for years. He finally got it.
他非常喜欢这辆车。他梦想了很多年，终于买了。
Well, that's how the story opens. He got his car. Yay!
这个故事就这样开始了。他买了这辆车。
Then one day he's at work and his wife takes his car out for a drive and guess what? Oh, she gets into a car accident. Gets a big dent in the car.
有一天他去上班了，他太太把这个车开出去了，结果有了车祸，这个车就被撞坏了。
Oh no! What's he going to do? He's going to be so mad.
太糟糕了，他非常的那个气愤。
All right, that's our tension. That's our problem. Now we have to figure out how is this story going to get resolved? Okay, so there's a plot that will happen. How is she going to get that car repaired in a way maybe her husband doesn't know? She has to get back to have the happy ending.
然后故事就会告诉我们，然后会怎么样发展，怎样就是把这个车修好。
So there's a struggle. She's trying to do things to keep it from him so he won't know.
Yeah, 这就是有了很多的那个挣扎吧，很多的悬念在里边。
There's the moment in the story of the most tension, the climax of the story. Oh no, he's coming home and the car's not in the garage. What, you know, that's the climax.
And 就是故事发展的最高潮就是这个人下班回家了，看到他那个车不在车库里边。
And then whatever happens, but there's a return, a happy ending. Oh, everything worked out okay.
Yeah, 不管过程是怎么样的，最终的结果呢，就是说这个车也就修好了，一切就是恢复了以前最佳的状态。
So this is a typical flow of most stories that you read. If you just read any book, they pretty much go, if it's a happy ending.
Yeah, 几乎所有的故事你读到的都是这样子一个发展过程，最后是一个很皆大欢喜的结局。
There's really only two kinds of stories. There's what's really called a comedy or a happy ending, and the tragedy, the sad ending.
一般故事就分两类，一种就是说以完美结束的，另外一种就是以悲剧结尾的。
So it's hard to think of the Bible as a comedy, but the Bible has a happy ending for the believers.
我们可以这样子想，圣经故事就是一个以完美故事结束的，对信徒来说是一个皆大欢喜的。
Okay, so this is very much the flow of the Bible, right? What you see there.
这就是一个典型的故事的流程。
Let me see if I can show you that. The flow of the Bible story moving through time.
圣经故事也是按照时间的顺序展开的。
Okay, well that's okay. So it starts with stability, and here's our bud.
一开始是最初的一个比较好的状态。
Okay, and early on in the story, a tension is introduced. There's a failure that occurs.
一开始呢，然后这个问题就出现了。
there's going to be a plot then. How are we going to get out of this problem that we've encountered?
然后就有一个计划啊，逐渐逐步的展开了。
Okay, well, it's jumping ahead a little bit, but anyway, here's the idea again. The rose is opening, the struggle is happening. Here's in the Bible story, we'll see Christ comes. The climax of the story has not occurred yet.
我们把圣经故事跟这个玫瑰花盛开的过程做对比。那就是说这个故事的发展这个进程就像这个玫瑰花啊、一步一步的啊、
Okay, so at the end of the Bible story, it's going to have, for believers, a happy ending. Stability, like in the Garden of Eden, will be returned when Christ comes and sets up his kingdom.
这个圣经最后的结尾对这个信徒来说是一个皆大欢喜的过程，从一开始伊甸园美好的伊甸园，然后发最后的结尾就是耶稣建立了他的王国。
So the Bible is one story.
圣经是一个故事。
It's divided into two parts. It has an Old Testament.
分成两部分，旧约。
39 books in the Old Testament.
39本书。
We'll call that Act One.
我们靠叫做第一幕。
You ever been to a play?
你去看过戏剧没有
？Act One and an Act Two.
总是有第一幕、okay. 第二幕。
If you miss Act One and you come in the middle of the story, it's like hard to understand what's going on. What's going on? Well, you gotta know Act One in order to understand Act Two, right?
如果你错过了第一幕，你看第二幕，从第二幕开始的话，你就有很多事情不明白。
All right, Act Two is the New Testament.
圣经的第二部分呢，就是新约。
But it's all one story.
这整本书呢，就是一个故事。
Here's what's amazing about the Bible. There are 40 human authors.
圣经的奇妙之处就是有四十位作者。
It's written over a period of time. The first book that Moses wrote, when he wrote Genesis, it's 1,400 B.C. Moses writes those first five books.
四十位作者啊，经过1500年时间铸成了这本书。摩西开始写这本书是公元前1400年。
The last book of the Bible is what?
最后一本书是什么？
It's the last book in the Bible.
最后一本书大家知道吗？是哪本书？
Revelation, right? The book of Revelation by John. He wrote that in about 100 AD.
约翰写的。
So there's a story that's been written over 1,500 years by 40 different human authors, all of them Jewish, except for one.
你可以想象，经过1500年，这四十位作者写成的故事，其中39位都是犹太人，只有一位是非犹太人作者。
Who's the one guy that's not Jewish?
哪一位是非犹太的作者
？Luke, yeah, Luke.
Yeah,
You know, he's traveling with Paul, and so he's getting all of his information from Paul, who is Jewish, right? But that's the only author who wasn't born Jewish.
他是使徒保罗的旅途伴。
So how is it possible that 40 different authors from Moses to John, and they wrote one story. How can that be?
这怎么可能呢？1500年，四十位作者写了这一个故事。
Well, it's all about Jesus. That's right.
Yeah, 因为所有的都是关乎耶稣的事情。
So, who's really the author of the Bible?
圣经真正的作者是。
Really, it's. The 41st author is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, or God, is the author of the Bible.
Yeah, 圣灵，圣灵是这本书的真正作者。
So what God has done is He has inspired the writer to write these words, and He keeps doing that with the next writer, and it's showing you more and more and more about God.
也是圣灵呢，就是激励着一位又一位的作者来展现这一位神。
All right, I'm going to give you a quick walkthrough. Again, we're trying to see the big picture of the Bible, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I want you to see how many things in the Bible, especially from the Old Testament, are pointing to Jesus.
我们现在就开始就是看一下圣经的全貌，我不会讲太多的细节，我主要把那个圣经旧约的一些人物和故事在这里给大家就说展示一下是怎样的都指向耶稣这个角色。
Okay, what are the first words in the Bible?
圣经第一个字是什么？
How does the Bible start?In the beginning, right? That's a perfect start. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created. Okay, so God is really the main character of the story.
圣经的一开头就说，
okay.
起初，然后从这里就展开了这个整本圣经的故事。
Just like those other stories, it starts with stability. God is creating in 6 days. He creates their stability. It's good. It's very good.
开始就展现给我们一副美好的一个状态，就是神神六天的创造。
And God creates Adam and Eve, man and woman.
神创造了亚当夏娃，男人和女人。
They're in the Garden of Eden. Perfect paradise.
他们在完美的伊甸园里生活。
The tension in the story comes.
And 这问题就发生了，就引出来了。
A snake deceives Eve, and oh no, the fall of man.
这个毒蛇就引诱了亚当和夏娃，人类就犯罪了。
They disobeyed God. They ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们受到引诱，就吃了神所不允许吃的那个智慧树上的果子。
And so here comes the plot of the story. How are things going to get back? How are we going to get to the happy ending? We got a big problem.
然后就展开了整本的故事。我们怎样来解决这样的一个问题呢？
Okay, so there's going to be, like I'm saying, with the flower, there's going to be this progressive revelation. God's going to reveal more and more and more so that you can understand how are we going to get to the kingdom.
就像那个鲜花一点一点的开放一样，圣经就把这个神的真理一点一点的展现给我们。
Now, the plot is the memory verse that you have for today. It's... He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
这个 plot 就在这个创世纪三章十五节这里给我们指出了，就说你要这个会有一个毒蛇要伤你的脚，你要伤毒蛇的头。
Okay, whose head is going to be crushed?
这是谁的头将被伤呢？
The serpent's head, okay. So there's a prophecy. There's a prophecy that happens way early in the story, way in the book of Genesis, this prophecy that says somebody's going to come and undo what the serpent did. He's going to come and he's going to crush the head of the serpent, but in the process, he's going to be struck on the heel by the snake.
这就是预言，第一个预言，就说有人要来把这个一个坏的这样的一个开始要把它颠覆过来。
Okay, so Adam and Eve have a son. What's the name of their first son?
亚当夏娃有一个儿子，他叫什么名字？
Adam and Eve have Cain, right? Cain is the first son.
该隐是他们的大儿子。
And they have Abel. Okay, when Cain is born, a baby has never been born before. This is the firstA baby, a man came out of me. Eve is like, oh my gosh, this must be the one. He's going to be the one that's going to crush the head of the serpent. She thinks this is the guy.
该隐出生的时候，人类从来没有这样子产生过通过人产生另外一个人，所以呢，他们就把这个希望寄托在该隐身上。也许该隐就是这样一个要把伤毒蛇头的这样一个人物。
And was Cain that guy?
Cain 是不是那一个人呢？
Not even close. He kills his brother.
啊，绝对不可能！他甚至啊谋杀了他的兄弟。
Abel was good. Why did Cain kill him? Because he was envious. His brother did something pleasing to God. Cain is not the Messiah.
Yeah, 该隐的弟兄亚伯是一个好人，他做了好事，讨神喜悦，却被该隐杀了。
Okay, so in the Bible now, we're going to begin to see this progressive revelation. So let me give you just a couple of examples.
在圣经里，我们看到这个是怎样一步一步的展开圣经故事的。
So from the story of Noah, so what happens is this line, Abel is killed, right?
一开始该隐杀了Abel.
Children. And God is going to wipe out the line of Cain through the flood. This line is not going to continue.
And 神要惩罚该隐的这个家族家谱，从通过这个洪水把该隐这条线。
But Adam and Eve have more children. The line that we're going to watch is the line from Seth.
然后呢，就是家族发展呢是通过。Seth 这样的这个儿子的家族发展下去的。
Now all the people on the earth come from Adam and Eve, and there are God isn't out there making new people out of mud and creating other people. All of us are from Adam and Eve.
地球上所有的人都是从亚当夏娃来的。神没有计划再重新用泥土造另外一个人。
But the line of Cain will be destroyed in the flood because it's a wicked line. The descendants of Cain do things that God says no.
该隐和他的后裔呢被神灭绝了，因为他是邪恶的一个族类。
Okay, so God is revealing something way back here in the book of Genesis, and it has to do with judgment for sin. Sin is going to bring death.
神就从这个犯罪开始，神要审判罪。
So God is revealing His wrath against sin.
神就彰显了他的愤怒，对罪的愤怒。
Okay, and God is also revealing His mercy. You see, the rainbow occurs at the end of the Noah story. So there is wrath, and there is mercy. There is salvation.
愤怒之后，神彰显了他的恩典，就是通过洪水之后的这个彩虹。
Okay, so that's back in that sort of bud period of the rose. It's in there, but I'm not totally sure I really understand what's going on, but it's there.
这段故事呢，就像这个玫瑰花苞，就是蕴含了很多的信息，但是我们一点都不明朗。
Hey, by the way, those things are happening about 4,000 BC.
这些事情都发生在公元前4000年以前。
After the flood, we're going to be introduced to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
洪水之后呢，我们就认识到这样几个人物：亚伯拉罕、以撒和Jacob.
Jacob, okay. Jacob's name will be changed to Israel. That's where he's going to come from.
最后Jacob 的名字就换作了以色列。
And you notice there's a pretty big gap between Noah and Abraham. There's 2,000 years, so there's a lot of people being born. There's a lot of time that takes place. God doesn't give you all the details of everything that happens there. Excuse me.
在
There's a gap of time of 2,000 years.
有两在那个谁Abraham.
Yeah. So Abraham is the character that God is going to be working with in the story. He's the first man of faith.
2,000 years ago, between who and Abraham?
Between Noah and Abraham is 2,000 years.
在那个挪亚和亚伯拉罕之间有2000年的时间间隔。
Okay, God says to Abraham, look up at the sky and count the stars if you could count them.
那个神对亚伯拉罕说，看看天上的星，你数一数。
Okay, so shall your offspring be. There's going to be a lot of children born through Abraham.
你的后裔也会像天上的星这么多。
And Abraham believed what God said. Abraham believed God.
亚伯拉罕相信了神的这个预言。
Okay, so he's called the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕被称作信心之父。
And just like God made a promise to Abraham, God is making promises to you.
就像神对亚伯拉罕的应许，神给我们也有应许。
Like Abraham, you are saved by believing God.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们也是被拯救，因为我们的信。
Do you think that God always keeps His promises?
你认为神总是信守他的预言吗？
Yes. So does God keep His promises? He's God. Of course He does. He's God. He has to keep His promises. If He said it, He has to do it, because otherwise He'd be a liar.
当然了，神说过的话他必成就，因为他是神，否则他就是一个说谎的。
So you noticed when we were talking about Abraham, in the beginning there we read the story where he was going to kill his son.
我们读亚伯拉罕的故事，我们知道有一段亚伯拉罕要杀以撒的故事。
Abraham was going to kill his only son, Isaac.
亚伯拉罕准备把他的独生儿子杀掉。
They took Isaac with them and they climbed up the mountain and Isaac is carrying the wood.
And 亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒背着那个祭坛上的木头一起去那个叫什么呀
？Okay, that mountain, by the way, is Mount Moriah.
他们一起去那个摩利亚山上。
Mount Moriah has a rock at the top.
在这个摩利亚山的顶上有一个巨石。
Okay, that's the spot where Abraham tied up Isaac, and he was going to kill him.
在那个巨石上，就是亚伯拉罕。把以撒捆绑在这个祭坛的木头上，准备杀掉的地方。
Later on, people built. So here's the Mount Moriah, and they built it like a plateau. They built stones to make it a big flat area up there, but that rock is still sticking up.
之后人们就是在那个在那个山顶那块巨石上建了一个台子。到现在为止，那个台子那个山的那个山尖。还是露出在那个台子之上。
Do you know what's on that spot today?
你知道今天那个地点是建筑的是什么
？Anybody know?
你们知道吗
？The Dome of the Rock. Have you heard of that?
那就是那个叫做。
The Dome of the Rock. It's a big gold dome. When you see a picture of Jerusalem, it's actually a Muslim mosque. It's right on that spot. And if you went inside, you would see.There it is. There's the rock. That's where Abraham was going to kill Isaac.
今天如果你去到这个耶路撒冷那个穆斯林的圣殿，你就进到里边，你就看到这个摩利亚山的这个山顶，就在他们圣殿的里边。
You know what was on that spot before the Dome of the Rock?
你知道那个在在那个圣殿之前那个山顶是什么？
There was the temple. There was the Temple Mount. That's right where David and Solomon built the temple, right on that spot.
在穆斯林建立这个圣殿之前，是那个神的殿，是大卫和所罗门在那边建的神的圣殿。
So the temple is gone, but the location of the temple is right there where that Islamic mosque is today.
虽然神的圣殿已经不在了，被穆斯林的圣殿代替，但是还是同一个地方。
Somehow the Jews want to get that spot back so they can rebuild the temple and begin animal sacrifices again.
也直到今天，犹太人还是想把那个地方再夺回来，重新再建神的殿。
That will happen.
这个一定会发生的。
But in the Abraham story, what you're seeing is here's a father who is willing.Sacrifice his only son.
Yeah, 在这个亚伯拉罕这个故事里边，我们看到他是愿意牺牲他自己的儿子。
And even a detail like Isaac carrying the wood, does that remind you of anything in the Bible? Who else carried wood to his sacrifice?
这个有一个细节，就是以撒自己背着这个祭祀的木头去登上这个山。你能想到还有另外一个人吗？他也是背着木头往山上去。
Right, Jesus carrying the wooden cross to be sacrificed. Now, he wasn't sacrificed inside the city, but outside of the city on Golgotha.
那就是耶稣他背负着自己的这个十字架，他去了这个Gaza 的地方。
Yeah, but these are pictures I'm trying to show you. Back in the Old Testament times, these are things that are pointing towards Jesus.
这样一幅图画就是亚伯拉罕的故事，也就指向了后来的耶稣的故事。
Joseph is another character in the story. So Isaac has children, right? He has 12 sons, and the youngest is Benjamin, but the second youngest is Joseph.
约瑟的故事也是这样子，他们家族有十二个儿子，最小的是Benjamin。
Okay, Joseph is going to suffer at the hands of his brothers.
约瑟他就会受到他亲生兄弟的迫害。
Remember, they throw him down into a well and they sell him into slavery.
约瑟的弟兄把他扔到井里。然后后来又把他卖做奴隶。
And Joseph goes into Egypt and he's down in the dungeon.
And 他就被约瑟就被卖到埃及。
So his brothers think he's what? He's dead, right? To them, he's dead.
对约瑟的家人来说他约瑟已经死了。
All right, and God raises Joseph up from the pit, from the dungeon. He raises Joseph up.To be second in authority, only under Pharaoh.
也神把约瑟提升从这个最底层的监狱，一直提到法老宝座位置。
Okay, if you look at it from the New Testament, looking back, it's similar to what happened to Jesus.
如果我们从新约的角度来看，看回这个过程。就是新约跟旧约也有一个相似的地方。
Okay, Jesus was hated by his brothers, the Jews. Kill him.
耶稣也被他犹太弟兄所恨恶。
Okay, and God is going to raise Jesus up out of the pit, and he's going to exalt him to the highest position. Only the Father would be considered higher.
耶稣被他犹太弟兄杀死，然后神把这个耶稣。从死里复活，升到高天父的宝座前。
Yeah, and just another picture here. When in the Joseph story, when the brothers first come to Egypt looking for food, they don't recognize Joseph because he looks like an Egyptian.
约瑟夫的故事就是第一次他的弟兄因为饥荒来到埃及求粮食，他们没有认出约瑟来。
In a similar way, when Jesus comes the first time to Israel, to his brothers, they don't recognize him.
很相似的，耶稣第一次来到世上，他的犹太弟兄也认不出来，也没有认出他来。
When Joseph's brothers come the second time, Joseph reveals himself to his brothers. It's me, I'm Joseph.
当约瑟的弟兄第二次来到这个埃及的时候，约瑟就向他的弟兄呈现了他自己，我就是那个约瑟，你们的弟弟。
So that's how it will be when Jesus comes the second time. He's going to reveal himself to the Jews in a way that they're going to say, "Oh, my God, it's Jesus."
当耶稣第二次再来的时候，他的那个犹太弟兄们也会认出来，哇，这就是我们所盼望的弥赛亚。
Okay, so what I'm trying to show you is back here in these Old Testament stories, inside that bud, there's all this information, and it's getting more and more revealed. There's a progression of revelation.
这就是我想就说让大家看到的一个联系。旧约的这些故事就像隐藏在这个玫瑰花苞里，神一步一步的把更多的信息彰显在我们面前。
Yeah, Moses is another example. He is a leader chosen by God to take the people out of bondage.
摩西是另外一个例子， 他就带领以色列人啊离开了为奴之地埃及。
And actually, when Moses tries the first time to lead his people out of bondage in Egypt, they say, "Who are you?"
一开始摩西想把这个以色列人带出为奴之地的时候，那些以色列人说：“你是谁呀？”
Aren't you the guy that killed the Egyptian?
你不就是那个杀了埃及人的那个人吗？
And he did, and Moses had to run away, and he ran away for a time.
是的，摩西因为杀了人，他不得不逃跑。
And then later on, guess what? Moses comes back.
后来摩西又回来了。
Okay, and the second time, now he's going to liberate his people from bondage.
第二次呢，他就把他那个同族以色列人呢，带出了为奴的这个捆绑。
So again, hidden in the story is like Jesus coming back, and the second time he comes.He will take his people, Israel, people of God, and he's going to liberate them from bondage.
Yeah, 类似的，耶稣也是，当他再来的时候，他就彻底的拯救了，把我们拯救出这个罪的捆绑。
So all hidden in the Old Testament, there's all these things that relate to Christ.
旧约里所有的这些事情都跟神。耶稣是有关的。
I'll give you one more. Is the Passover.
还有一个例子就是逾越节的。
So how does Moses liberate the people?
摩西是怎样解救他的同胞呢
？Remember, they have to take the blood of the lamb.
他必须把这个羔羊的血，用羔羊的血。
God tells them to dip it into the blood and to put it on the top.And on the sides of the door frame.
按照神的指令，以色列家要把这个羔羊的血，涂在这个门楣上和门框两边。
Mm-hmm. And you see the shape that makes when I put it on the top and on the two sides.
你看到了吗？这样子的一个动作，就是先涂在这个门楣上，
you see the cross?
然后涂在门的左右两边。
Wow. Way back there in the Old Testament, the blood of the lamb.That protected the people of God.
Yeah, 回到那个旧约，真的就说，这个羔羊的血拯救了，就说他的百姓。
And when the angel came to kill the firstborn of Egypt, if it saw the blood on the door, it would pass over that house; they would not be harmed.
当神的使者来杀埃及人的时候。看到门框上有血，他就会越过这一个家庭。
So in a similar way, if you have the blood of Jesus as your covering to protect you, you will be saved from God's wrath against sin.
同样的道理，如果我们也是在这个宝血的这个遮蔽下，神对罪的愤怒也会从越过我们。
Remember, John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus, "Oh." The Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
记得施洗约翰的故事吗？当他看到耶稣的时候，他说：“看呐，就神的羔羊，他会把这个世上的罪挪去。”
That's why I say you can't understand that if you didn't get Act One, where they're killing lambs and putting the blood to be the covering for sin. If you didn't understand that, what in the world would it mean in the New Testament? The lamb that takes away the sin, what does that mean? So you have to have Act 1 connected to Act 2.
如果你不知道在圣经第一幕的故事里边有这样子的羔羊的血遮盖了以色列这个家庭那你怎么去明白圣经第二幕新约里边这个耶稣的宝血来拯救了我们呢？
Okay, and by the way, for the Jews, the blood of the lamb took away the sins of Israel, the Jewish people. When John sees Jesus, he says, takes away the sin of the world. Oh, guess what? That's including more than Israel.
对犹太人来说，旧约里这个羔羊的血只是保护了犹太人，让他们免于神的惩罚。但是这个耶稣他的宝血。是遮盖这个整个世界，就是所有信他人的罪过。
So Moses leads the people of God out of bondage, out of slavery, out from being under Pharaoh. Like, Pharaoh is like Satan. He is controlling the people of God. They're in bondage.
摩西拯救了以色列民, 从这个法老的手下, 那个法老就像那个撒旦一样的。
I'm just enjoying my wife being the translator today. It's great. God has planned these connections. He has intentionally made these stories so that when you get the full revelation of Jesus later on and you look back, you say, oh, look at how that connects to Jesus.
神有这样一个计划, 他就是把这个旧约和新约的很多的事情就是连接在一起。
I could give you many, many, many stories.
我有很多很多这样子的故事。
I'm not going to give them all because there are so many.
我太多了, 我不能一一的列举。
But if you think about it, when the Israelites are in the desert and God gives them manna, He gives them bread from heaven.
再想一个例子，就是以色列人在那个荒漠的地方。 神给他们玛拿，供应他们玛拿。
Okay, so the people of God are sustained by supernatural, by God giving them bread from heaven.
以色列民在这个荒漠中呢，就接受了这个神迹的供应，从天上来的玛拿。
When Jesus comes, He says, "I am the true bread of heaven."
当耶稣来的时候，他就说：“我是那从天上来的粮。”So
Jesus Himself is pointing back to that and saying, "That's really about me."
耶稣呢，也就指向旧约里，就说旧约的故事，也就是我的故事。Might
remember Moses had taken a bronze snake and he put the bronze snake on a pole.
还有一个例子就是。 摩西把一个铜柱立起来，有一个蛇缠在那个铜柱上。
The people of Israel were being attacked by snakes. Snakes were biting them, poisonous snakes.
当时那个毒蛇就是袭击以色列人。And
God arranged it. You know, if you will just look at the bronze snake on the pole in faith, the poison of the snake will not harm you.
神是这样设计的。 如果那些被毒蛇咬了的人，就是仰望这个有铜蛇的这个柱子，那些毒蛇的毒性就不会伤害到这些人。Jesus
says, as Moses lifted up the bronze snake in the wilderness, so I must be lifted up.
耶稣也是引用这个故事，他就说，我就像那个被挂在柱子上的铜蛇，你们仰望我，你们就会得救。
So that when you look at Jesus on the cross in faith, believing He is taking your sin, you will not be harmed.
当我们仰望就是十字架上的耶稣，并相信他的死担当了我们的罪，那我们就罪的那个毒性就不会伤害到我们。There
are so many more examples. Moses, by the way, here he is in about 1500 BC, and he's going to lead the Exodus, bringing the people of God out of bondage.
摩西就在这个公元前1500年的时候，把这个以色列人领出了埃及，为奴之地。
He also receives the law. Moses goes up on the mountain, and God writes the Ten Commandments on the stone.
也就在那时候，摩西从神领受了十诫。
Okay, these are very good commandments.
这都是非常好的诫命。
Honor your father and your mother.
荣耀你的父母。
Don't lie.
不要说谎。
Don't steal.
不要偷窃。
Don't commit adultery.
不要奸淫。
Don't covet.
不要,
don't want what somebody else has.
不要就是, 羡慕别人所拥有的。
Okay, put God first.
把神放在第一位。
These are the commandments. And when Jesus comes,
这是神的诫命, 当耶稣来的时候,
Jesus goes up on a mountain.
耶稣也登到山上,
and He explains to the people, what does this mean? Let me explain the law to you.
他就向神的子民解释, 这个十诫是什么意思?
And Jesus says, don't think I came to abolish the law. I didn't come to abolish it. I came to fulfill the law.
耶稣说, 不要以为我来了就把这些诫命废除了。实际上我来了是成全了这些诫命。
So all these things in the Old Testament, they're connected with Jesus.
所以这旧约里这些信息呢, 都跟耶稣是有关的。
And we could do stories of Joshua and the judges. We could do Samson. There's story after story after story. They're so interesting. When you look at them, you'll see, oh, there's something about Jesus in that story.
Yeah, 就像我们看到这个士师记的这本书, 里面有这么多人物, 他们也都是预表着耶稣。
Okay, let's go to... Come on. There we go. The kings reveal a lot about Jesus.
这些王也是预表着耶稣。
You know, many of the kings start off really well.
很多这个王呢,一开始还是不错的。
Is it possible somebody is going to be this one that's going to crush the head of the serpent, somehow undo what the serpent did?
人们总是会猜想,会不会是这个王呢,他会把这个颠倒的这些事情再重新的颠倒过来。
When David is the king, he's been anointed king, and this great enemy against God's people comes.
当这个大卫王被暗立的时候, 就是有神的敌人来侵袭。
Okay, David defeating Goliath and cutting off his head, it's a picture of Jesus defeating Satan.
大卫王杀了这个哥利亚的头, 然后就是像一个图像，就是。 表象着耶稣将战胜魔鬼。
But even the most terrifying of enemies against God will be defeated.
最可怕的魔鬼也会被战胜。
And what was David's occupation before he was the king?
大卫是做什么职业的呢?
Shepherd. He was a shepherd, and he had his sheep.
大卫在做王之前,他是一个牧羊人。
And Jesus comes and he says, I am the good shepherd. You are my sheep.
耶稣来了,他说,我是一个牧羊人。
They all pictures of events and people and things, they're all pointing to the one who's coming, the one who is going to fulfill Genesis 3:15.
你就看到了这样的一个图像, 就说所有的这样子的一些故事, 这些图像都指向了耶稣。
Just one more. So another picture in the Old Testament. The temple is another picture of Jesus.
那个圣殿也是另外一个耶稣的预表。
The reason we know that, when Jesus dies on the cross, remember the veil in the temple is torn from top to bottom.
当耶稣被钉死在十字架之前, 那个圣殿的幔子就从上到下撕裂开了。
That's a picture of the body of Jesus being sacrificed so that the way into the Holy of Holies is now open.
也预表着耶稣的身体被伤,然后呢就是... How did you say that?
The way into the Holy of Holies is open.
我们就是进到圣所的... 路径就被打开了。
Just to give you the time scale a little bit, so around 1000 BC is King David.
我们看到这个图片上就是大卫王在公元前1000年的时候。
Now God's people, the people of Israel, are sinning a lot, and God is angry at sin.
神的子民不断地犯罪。 神把这个怒降临在他们身上。
He takes the people out of the land.
他把他的子民赶出了他的应许之地。
Okay, that is called the exile. They are God literally says, I'm going to vomit you out of the land because your sin is disgusting to me.
神就说你们的罪过在我实在是可恶，我就把你们就是赶出这块土地。
You have to understand God is holy, so He doesn't tolerate lying and stealing and cheating and adultery and murder. He He hates those things.
神是圣洁的，他不可以容忍这些的偷窃、淫乱和这所有的邪恶的行为。
But he will bring the people back. There's a return after the exile.
后来他神又把这些人给带回了这块土地。
So for 70 years they were out of the land.
以色列民离开了这块土地70年。
Okay, finally, after they've returned to the land, and they're in the land, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees are there, and finally, in AD 33, Act 1 is finished, and Act 2 is beginning.
最后，以色列民，回到了就是他们的这块土地上。
And Jesus comes. He is the Genesis 3:15 one. He is the Redeemer. The Christ means the Anointed One.
公元33年展示了一个新的阶段，耶稣来到了这个世上。
Yeah, when he came, there wasn't even a king on Israel's throne anymore.
那个时候，在以色列的王位上根本已经没有了王。
Okay, so finally the story is set for the coming of the Messiah.
这个圣经的故事呢，就进展到这样的一个程度，弥赛亚要来了。
Okay, and I went very fast. There are so many people and events and characters in here. All of them connect to Jesus. You can see it when we look back at those stories. You can see how they connect.
在耶稣之前这么多的人物都是指向他的。
Did you see it a little bit in what I showed you there? Did you get a little glimpse of how they connect?
你们看到了这样一种联系了没有？
Maybe, a little bit.
也许，可能有一点。
Okay, we could go into more detail another time, but I'm just trying to show you there's many, many, many stories in the Old Testament in Act 1 that help us to understand Jesus.
我今天就是想给大家讲，就是说旧约里的这么多故事都是指向了耶稣的。
Okay, so there's a prophet, his name is Isaiah, and he says, a virgin is going to give birth to a son, and we're going to call him Emmanuel.
以赛亚这个先知的曾预言，有一个童女要生子，我叫，把他叫做以马内利。
Okay, Emmanuel means God with us. God with us. Jesus is fully God and fully human.
以马内利意思就是神与我们同在，耶稣就是既是神又是人。
Okay, and like all the people before him, Jesus is going to be tested. He's going to be tested by the devil to see will he pass the test or will he also fail.
耶稣像其他所有的人一样都会被试探，看看，让我们看一下耶稣是不是通过了试探呢？
But Jesus is the only one he resists the temptations of Satan.
耶稣是唯一的那一个抵制了魔鬼的试探。
He's the only man who ever obeyed God perfectly.
他是唯一的人遵照神的旨意，是完美的遵守了神的旨意。
Okay. So then what we have after that, we're going to have the story of the, this is now the rose in its full blown. We're going to have the eyewitness testimony of what Jesus did from people like Peter and Paul.
到了这个阶段，就像这个玫瑰已经盛开，我们就看到了这个亲眼的见证人。耶稣的见证人的一些故事。
Okay, and so we study the Gospels to understand Jesus.
我们学习这些福音书来认识耶稣。
Okay, here we are now. We're way up here in the year 2019.
我们现在在2019年。
It's 2019 years since the birth of Jesus.
我们2019年之前耶稣诞生。
Okay, we're nearing the climax of the story.
我们就是这么接近了这个故事的高潮部分。
Okay, you are now included in the story.
我们也都在这个故事之中。
Okay, Jesus has said he's coming back.
耶稣说他会再来。
Okay, it hasn't happened yet.
还没有发生。
When the full number of Gentiles comes to faith.
当这个数目满了的时候
，We don't know what that number is。
我们也不知道这个数目是多少。
We don't know the day or the hour。
我们也不知道这个日子是什么时候。
But God has told us there is a number. When that full number comes in, that's the end of the age。
神告诉我们有这么一个数字，当我们信徒达到了这个数字的时候。
Okay, then will come what's the climax of the whole story.
然后这个故事就发展到了最高潮。
And that's when the church will be raptured and taken up to be with Jesus.
这个教会呢就被升。
Okay, and a very
提升到天上与耶稣同在。
A very difficult time will come on the earth, the tribulation time for 7 years.
很艰难的大灾难的七年就会降临在这个地球上。
And at the end of that 7 years,Jesus comes back.
在那个七年的结束的时候，耶稣就会来到这个世上。
That's when he reveals himself to the Jewish people.
他就会呈现他自己给他的那个犹太弟兄们。
And stability is returned.
然后就是一个完美的一个状况回来了。
All who have come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
所有相信耶稣就是弥赛亚的人。
All that believe that someone would come and crush the head of the serpent, but he would be struck on his heel.
那些所有相信那个毒蛇的头被要被伤。
All these people were looking forward to this person coming.
所有那个盼望这个人到来的那些人。
Okay, and he came.
他最终来了。
Now we're looking back at the person who came.
我们呢是就是回头看这个人已经来过了。
I can use my shadow. See the shadow?
你看到我的影子了没有？
Okay, that's the Old Testament. The Old Testament's like a shadow.
旧约就像这个影子。
You can see a lot of things in the shadow.
你可以看到很多的事情。
But then the reality comes. The reality is Christ.
但是这个事实真正来到的时候，这个事实就是耶稣。
Yeah, so that's where we get the English term, the foreshadow.
这就是我们英文叫做 foreshadow, 中文大概就是一个表象，一个预表。
Yeah, you could see it coming, and then he comes.
预言是说要来，就是最后他终于来了。
So the idea here is.All the people in the Old Testament, they're saved in exactly the same way that we're saved by faith in God's Word.
旧约的人物，他们得救跟我们得救一样，都是那个本乎恩，因着信。
The difference, they were looking forward to Him coming.
他们是向前展望。
We're looking back at that He's already come.
我们是回头看他已经来过了。
But it's still the same. It's by faith.
都一样的，都是凭着信心。
Okay, so that's our story. That's the whole flow of the Bible. Can you imagine trying to do the whole Bible in one? It's overwhelming.
这就是整个圣经的故事。
Here's the picture. There's the rose opening.
这就是与这个玫瑰花盛开的这个过程联系。
There's the whole flow of the whole Bible story.
这就是整个圣经故事的流程。
All right, so now when you go in and you look at those little details in the Bible, you can at least have an understanding, oh, this is how it all fits together.
此时你要再看到一些具体的细节的时候，你就明白了，哦，原来这个细节在这个整个图片里是这样子的一个位置。
Yeah, okay, so what?
那又怎么样呢？
What do I do with that?
我该做什么呢？
Okay, well, you have to understand, I'm telling you, this book is different from every other book.
这本书跟其他所有的书都是不一样的。
This is not one book written by one author who sat down for a year and wrote a book.
这本书不是说像其他的书有一个作者在那里做了一年写出来一本书。
Yeah, this is God's supernatural revelation.
这是神超自然的启示。
Of himself, of his son. Jesus is the fullness of God. He's revealing to you truth.
神就是通过耶稣这个人物展现他是谁。
There's no way we could write a book over 1,500 years with 40 different authors and come up with one story all about Jesus.
否则是不可能的，经过1500年，由40位作者来写这个关于耶稣的故事。
So this, the reason it's important, this is your source of the truth.
它之所以这么重要，是因为这是一个我们明白真理的一个地方。
They knew that in the Old Testament, the Jews knew Messiah would come. It was revealed to them.
犹太人都知道，从旧约里知道这个弥赛亚会来。
That was the first gospel when he said he's going to come and crush the head of the serpent. That was the first good news for the world.
这个创世纪三章十五节就是第一个福音。
You know a lot more.
我们知道的比这个更多。
Okay, God has revealed the full story for you.
神呈现了整个的故事在我们的眼前。
He hasn't revealed everything.
他并没有就说告诉我们所有的事情。
He's revealed enough. He's revealed enough for you to know how to be saved.
他就是告诉我们足够的信息，让我们能够得救。
And it isn't only about knowledge in your brain.
这个不仅仅是我们脑子里的知识。
That's a good thing.
知识也是不错的。
So God wants you to know Him. It's a relationship with living God.
神真的是希望我们认识他，希望我们跟他建立关系。
God wants you to know no one comes to Him except through His Son.
神希望我们明白，没有人可以到他那里去，除非通过耶稣。
The more you study the Bible, the more you will love Jesus.
你学的越多，通过 Bible, 你就越爱耶稣。
This is a wonderful Savior.
他是一位完美的这个救主。
Okay, so keep in your mind now, God has revealed much to you.
神展示了这么多的信息给我们。
He does want you to come into relationship with Him through studying His book.
他希望我们通过这个对圣经的学习跟他建立一个关系。
You can know Jesus best through His book.
我们只有通过这本书才能够真正的认识耶稣。
Okay, so we'll stop there, and I thank you for listening. I hope that's helpful to get kind of the big picture of the whole Bible.
希望我就给大家讲的这个大的图画能够对大家有所帮助。
If you trust in Jesus, the book has a happy ending.
如果你信靠耶稣，那你就会有一个美好的结束。
If you say, nah, I don't need it, I don't want it, not interested, well, for you then the story would have a very difficult ending.
如果你说我不需要它，我对此不感兴趣，那你的结尾那可能就是很悲哀的。
Okay, let me just close with a prayer.
那我们就做一个结束祷告。
Okay, Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing truth to us.
感谢天父你展现给我们这样子一个故事。
Lord, there are so many voices in this world that are crying out to us, telling us all kinds of things.
这个世界上有这么多的噪音，告诉我的不同的事情。
Help us, Lord, give us wisdom and discernment to know your voice.
帮助我们父啊，让我们听见你的声音。
Help us to trust your word.
让我们信靠你的话。
Change us, Lord. Change our hearts so that we become right with you through faith in Jesus Christ.
改变我们，改变我们的心，让我们信靠耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.